It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They say clothes make the man. Is that still applicable today? Laura Sawyer will be presenting at the TEDx St. Louis Women. It's Amplify Talks coming up at the Two Hill on September 6th. Laura, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I'm happy to be with you.
Now, you are the founder and CEO of LKS Styling and Consulting. Your talk is The Power of Style. And I'm particularly interested in what you say is the applied psychology of fashion. So I am just curious. It seems especially post-COVID, people are just more casual than ever. So what do we need to know about clothing and how it can, you know, affect our psyche?
Well, there's a growing body of research through the applied psychology of fashion and the broader spectrum of psychology and neuroscience altogether that's really starting to examine further the influence of clothing and the things that we adorn our bodies with and how it impacts our performance, our moods, behaviors, and our relationships. And I, you know, look at the work that I do both as a stylist. So for, on one hand, I go into people's closets and I help them, you know, pick out their clothes and make smart buying decisions and get dressed for everyday moments to big life events. And I also do a lot of speaking around why it really matters to get out of your pajamas and get dressed every day. And, you know, you point to COVID. In 2020, I wrote an article imploring people to get out of their PJs, and even if they put on sweatpants, but just to create some delineation throughout our day. Our brains really need compartmentalization to really function, and we also need that transition time. And so I approach clothing, you know, through this lens of how it's impacting how we're feeling and how what we're wearing can influence us, not just others.
When a person is walking into a room, whether it's for a job interview or you're giving a presentation or maybe a sales pitch, I imagine it is really important to go in there with that confidence. And that often comes from knowing that you look like $1 million.
Yeah, I mean, you really pinpointed it right there. It's all about being confident. And what it means to be confident is not to dress trendy or to dress the way that you think you're supposed to dress. It's really combining how you feel like your best self, and at the same time, you're able to read the room, you're able to read the moment. And so that's where confidence really becomes so critical for someone and how we can use clothing as a tool to help us get there.
You mentioned trendy, and I think that's really important because there are a lot of trendy fashions that work only really on a very small percentage of people. So how do people make that decision, Laura, when they're buying clothes? How do they know, how do you know what really works for you?
Sure. I mean, the biggest thing, and I say this to my clients all the time is, and they know it now because I've just ingrained it in their mind, and like, you've got to put it on your body. You have to try it on. And if I'm going to just back up for a second and think about this through both a trend versus, you know, investing in pieces that are classic for you, first of all, fashion, that word can be really frightening to a lot of people. Secondly, trends are really fleeting. But we, as human beings, we appreciate novelty and we appreciate, you know, exciting newness. And so if you can look at your wardrobe from, you know, we'll just say like a 70-30 perspective or an 80-20 perspective for everybody, it's sort of in this range. There's no perfect exact model, you know, perfect box to fit in. But if you invest in pieces that just really suit your body and your lifestyle, as core pieces in your closet, and then you can have a little bit of fun and play around, I think, with trendy elements. But if you lean too heavy in trending, you know, trendy pieces, that's where it starts to get a little mucky, a little bit confusing. And I think that that's where we see closets that then become this overwhelm of noise. And I say to my clients all the time, you've got to think about reducing the noise physically in your closet to help you reduce the noise in your head, that mental real estate, so that you can hone in on what your style is.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think all of us could use a little declutter, but it's hard for people because you keep acquiring new things and you think, well, I'm going to use that someday. And then you open your closet and you just stand there because nothing's jumping out at you.
You know, your closet is such a vulnerable place, probably one of the most vulnerable spaces for a lot of people. And you walk in there and you get used to what's in there and you sort of grab maybe a handful of the same things on repeat over and over again. But in a vulnerable place and space, you need to be able to have really hard conversations with yourself. And that's where I get into it with clients. And I'm like, you've got to be able to look at an article of clothing and really ask yourself, when was the last time I wore this? You know, would I buy this in a store today? Will I wear this tomorrow? And this isn't about being wasteful. It's about being intentional.
Do you think that people struggle more finding clothes? Because I feel like you go into stores these days and they don't necessarily have the greatest selection. And then you go online and you never really know when you order something if it's going to look the way it does in the picture or if it's going to actually work for you. What do you hear from clients who are kind of struggling to find things?
Well, it's a really big struggle altogether. I think what's going on in our world, you can look at this, you know, when we pull out at the 30,000 foot level, not just from a clothing perspective, but we just are so overwhelmed with so many decisions. Things are just like constantly showing up in front of us. We're scrolling on our phones. You know, there's just so much more exposure to so much stuff and so many things that at that point we just hit a moment where we fall into decision fatigue. And so I say to people, you know, online shopping, you go to trusted retailers, you know, they're not obviously there in front of you. A lot of people prefer to shop online. Like I said earlier, you've got to be able to put it on your body and try it. But, you know, the willingness, I think, to order some things and to try them and to not be discouraged. And the second part of this is, you know, we as human beings, we reach for things from a clothing perspective that are familiar to us, because we know perhaps that they work. And so I hear from a lot of people, oh, I have this item in 4 colors, maybe, you know, just because I know it works and it's convenient and it needs to work for me. But I think that that's where sometimes people hit some fumbles. On one hand, it's great to have that. I totally agree with that. And that works for a lot of people. On the other, the willingness to try new things and to know that maybe being discouraged, you know, when trying it is actually part of the process. It allows you some room for discovery.
What is going to be your biggest point in your Power of Style presentation?
Well, without giving too much away, because there are still tickets available for September 6th, but I would say that style is for everybody. And it's more than just what we put on our bodies, because we do all have to get dressed every day. But it really is so much more than that. And it can influence your confidence and your self-esteem.
I think some people worry, especially in this day and age, that they're going to be overdressed. But I always feel like I'd rather be overdressed than underdressed. I don't know where you fall.
100%. 100%. You know, it's really interesting coming out of COVID. Obviously, we swung, you know, very, very casual, and we still are very much in that zeitgeist of dressing these days. But we're starting to see a resurgence, you know, whether it's people returning into the office or they're hybrid or they're still working from home. People understood and are still understanding, actually, you know, to my point about creating delineation in your day, getting a little bit more dressed matters. It impacts you. And so I'm a big fan of and big supporter of, like, don't be afraid to be the best dressed person in the room, or the most overdressed person in the room, but within context of being able to read the room too. So, like, there's some perspective, you know, that needs to go into planning what you're wearing. But being really well-dressed doesn't mean, though, that all eyes are going to be on you, because that's a really uncomfortable place for a lot of people, too. So I think, you know, trust your instinct. But if you really are questioning it, you know, lean on I use the word elevated, you know, just sort of like turn the volume up a little bit on what that means for you and your style.
Well, Laura Sawyer can help if you, like me, are sometimes style challenged, or if you need her to go through your closet and just throw away the things that really aren't working for you. It's LKS Styling and Consulting, and her talk is The Power of Style, and that is going to be at the TEDx St. Louis Women's Amplify Talks. It's September 6th at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center. Laura, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Debbie. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.